for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play uneasy.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning, it's New Year's Eve. That's a little Kenny Loggins, Celebrate Me Home. And I'm home, I'm back this week with you, my friend Mike Wiggins, and the Garden Line.
And we missed you last week.
Aw, I missed you too.
Everywhere I went this week, where was she?
Oh, that is so sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
I love doing this show with you. It's so much fun.
It is fun. It really
so
is.
So much fun. And this is a special day, New Year's Eve, 2024.
Say so long. on a good note,
right?
You know, a lot of good things happened in 2024. Number one, we just had a great year on the Garden Line simply because of the folks that are listening and participate, text and call, and it just made this show fun to do because of all the people that participate.
And you have a great group. I'm already getting to know some of the folks.
Oh, yeah. We've got Catherine and Lisa from Milton and Janet. I mean, we got all these great people that call. But I just want to say thank you to everybody for sticking with us this year, and we'll try to do what we can in 2025.
And I want to say thank you to everyone who's given me such a warm welcome, because everyone here at the station, you, other people, other guests have just been so patient and understanding as I fumble my way through figuring all this out. But
yeah, you never fumble up, trust me. This is so much fun. The only problem with you and I doing this show, it's an hour, but it could go on longer.
Yes, it could.
you know I do try to bring a few bullet points, you know, with kind of some timely gardening stuff.
Right.
And I never get to them.
I know.
We never get down the list. So in any event, it has been fun, and we're going to have a good year.
All right. Well, we're going to have a good show today because you brought in a list for New Year's, I understand. So
well, what I did, I am over the years on Blab TV and here on the radio, we own New Year, as close to New Year's as we could get, we've had gardening resolutions.
Oh,
New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Things that you resolve to do in the new year.
So maybe I need to just resolve to start gardening this year.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like most New Year's resolutions. They never all get done, but it's fun to kind of plan and kind of look ahead and try, at least try. So, yeah, we need to do that. Just a couple of weather notes. So, stand by for a beautiful day today.
It's going to be gorgeous
today. It's going to be, I love this word, it's going to be warm.
And sunny. But not humid.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best part.
You know where I think I'm headed this afternoon?
Where?
The beach.
People were taking pictures and posting on Facebook yesterday. There were people swimming in pools yesterday.
Oh, no.
From up north, right? So yeah, they're the ones that show up.
My pool has got to be 80 degrees before I'm with you, friend. A toe in it.
I'm with you on that. Although there's some heated pools out there, too.
Oh, there are.
Right?
Oh,
so
there are. I looked into that one time. It's a little sporty. So
I just wait
for summer. Exactly. But anyway, it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to cool off as we get into
dramatically,
the,
right?
Dramatically, yes. But I don't see anything radical, you know, any of this 20-degree stuff.
30-something this weekend?
That's okay. That's okay. High 30s is
fine. You don't have to cover your plants or
I think we're okay at this point. And it really has been just a beautiful fall. Mm-hmm. We got the good rain the other night, which was great. I know it was kind of loud and a lot of thunder and kind of scary. Mary Ellen and I were dog sitting
for
one of our relatives, and that dog did not like that thunder.
Oh, what kind of dog was it?
That's a little Shih Tzu.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah. If I was that little, I'd be worried about those loud thunderclaps too.
Exactly right. great dog, but in any event, did not like all that thunder. But it was good rain, and that's what we needed, and because we were getting a little short, so we can move on. Be aware, as we always say, in the new year, maybe this should be our first resolution, is to watch the water, especially on our container plants, dry out so fast. And what we're having to do is, of course, protect our investments. That's what we're doing when we get all this water. One, we love the blooming plants in the containers on our patio, on our porch, and what have you. But it doesn't take many days with no rain for those to dry out. So pay attention to that as we go into the new year. And so I thought what we might do is start out with a couple of resolutions.
I'm ready.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Number one, join a club. Now, this takes some explanation.
Yes, I was going to say, because right first thing came to mind was a fitness
a club.
Now,
what kind of club? What
not
kind
a fitness
of
club? Club.
No.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah, no, not a fitness club.
Okay.
But gardening is as y'all were talking about earlier with Andrew, is the number one hobby in the entire country.
Is it really?
It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, that's not surprising when you think about it.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, everybody does it different in different parts of the country. But here in Pensacola, we have great soil to work in. Now, it's not soil. It's just sand.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But for the most part, it's easy to work in.
Right.
We have great weather insofar as having cool seasons in summer and all of that. We have to react to different things like drought, too much rain.
Right, the extremes.
Exactly. But if you're going to have the hobby, gardening as your hobby, you may approach it a couple of ways. One, you like to get out there by yourself, use it as a little therapy, and do that. But also, you could also join a club. Okay, we have some great clubs in Pensacola, and we'll start out with the Camellia Club.
I was just going to say, the one I'm aware of is...
Oh, the Camellia Club. Skip was here. And congratulations to Skip, too. Just in 2024, like in other years, Skip has won all kind of prizes for his camellias. Congratulations to him. But we have also the Rose Society, if you're interested in planting roses. We have the Daylily Club, which for those that really want to plant what I think is one of the greatest perennials to plant in Pensacola, the Daylily Club. There is even a bonsai club.
Really?
Which does the miniature plants. Absolutely.
Right. Those are so beautiful.
So if you want to get, with a group of folks that have the same interest you have, you might want to look into that. Now, how would you look into it? Two ways. One, I would run by the Garden Center on 9th Avenue, North 9th Avenue, and they could probably guide you to whatever the meetings are for those particular clubs, or call the Escambia County Extension Service and talk to Beth Bowles, who is our extension agent, who's been here for years and is just a great, great asset to the gardening community. And say, Beth, I want to grow some daylilies. Put me in touch with the Daylily Club, so I can learn more.
That's a great resource.
All of these clubs have a lot of expert gardeners in them.
And I'm guessing they like when beginners come in, right?
So they can mentor. Oh, yeah. They love to teach. They love to teach because they enjoy that particular hobby.
Like you do.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's just fun. So look for some of these clubs. And
you think they have a Christmas cactus club?
We can start one. Let's see. The first members are
Meg
and Mike.
I got one for myself.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
I decided to buy myself on Christmas Eve. I bought myself a little Christmas cactus, and I'm going to see if I can make it last 40 years.
I was just going to say, now keep in mind, because we've talked to some
folks, that's what I'm saying.
You know, who have had it for generations.
Forget these things that die off in a couple of weeks.
I want the
long ones.
Plant something that's going to last.
That's right.
And that's one of our resolutions coming up
here. Oh, good. Okay, we're going to come back to that in just a minute. We've got to take a little break here already. So we are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is Tuesday, The Garden Line on New Year's Eve with Mike Wiggins. If you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's Garden Line on New Year's Eve Tuesday. And the number here is 850-437-1620. So, Mike, we had a couple questions while we were on the break.
We did, and we also had a bit of information that we really did not want to hear.
No, we were hesitant to even tell you,
go. But we appreciate the heads up. We had someone text us that said, Mike, pay attention to the middle of the month.
Second week of January.
Second week in January, what he labeled as a Arctic freeze.
Blast, actually, is the word he used.
Arctic blast.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, no.
Freeze almost sounds delicate, but a blast
down
is
into,
like...
Down into the teens.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Hope that was our weatherman, who's wrong a lot. So. We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Then you had another one that came in.
Yeah. Someone called or texted us and wanted to know if they could relocate azaleas now.
That he had planted in the spring. This is from Steve on the Bay.
Exactly. Steve on the Bay. We need to add Steve on the Bay to our regulars.
Okay. Yeah, all right, Steve. You're on the list now. Look
out. You're on the list, Steve. Thanks for doing this, buddy. Yes. Oh, no. I would not hesitate to move the azaleas. This cool weather is the time to do it, or the best time to do it, I should say, just simply because it'll go through less of a shock as you move those plants. So, yes, I would not hesitate to do it. Keep in mind, a lot of people, once they relocate plants, will prune them back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we all know, pruning back azaleas this time of year is not good because their buds are already set for 2025.
Okay.
He doesn't really want to prune them back. Now, a little light haircut's not going to hurt, and it wouldn't hurt to cut them back. You just wouldn't have the blooms in the spring that's the next spring. So in any event, that's what I would do. I would not. They're shallow-rooted. Mm-hmm. Azaleas are probably the easiest plant to relocate.
Okay.
And you want to know if you can put them underneath a live oak. I think under live oak shade is an excellent place to put them. You know, if it's a real mature live oak, you may have trouble with roots.
Right.
You know, trying to dig around those roots. But if you can do that, go ahead.
So it's okay under a live oak. Now, the other question was, should you wait till after the freeze next week?
I don't think that's a big deal. I think if you wanted to do it this weekend or tomorrow, it would be just fine. That's what I would do. But one last thing. Be sure, obviously, even though we're in the wintertime, and even though they're going to have less shock, water. You know, anytime you transplant those plants, you need extra water for a while.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
So if you got a question for Mike, this is the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Just text it on in while we talk about New Year's resolutions.
The next resolution is plan our landscaping.
Ah.
We've all had a great year. Summer blooming plants. Our plants have done very, very well. But you may want to make a change. It may be as little as moving, like Steve on the Bay, moving one azalea to one other place. Or you may be tired of what you've got. Let's redo the whole thing. But this is a good time to do that. That's a good resolution to keep. What you need to do, obviously, I've always thought, get some paper, get some graph paper from your grandchild's backpack.
Right.
Steal some of that. Get some graph paper and draw out what you want to do. Get your garden hose. We talked about this one time. Get your garden hose and kind of lay it out, which will design the bed you want.
Remember, that's a
now
smart
we
idea.
We like to do these curved beds. Mm-hmm. That really makes a nice landscape. But through the garden hose, because you're probably going to have to dig out some of the weeds and grass and dirt to form up your new beds. But lay that hose out there so you'll know exactly what it's going to look like. Then pick your plants. Pick your plants. I think the best way to do it, if you're not really familiar with plant varieties, is one, follow the KISS rule.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Stupid.
Nobody who...
Keep it simple, stupid.
Anybody who listens to the Garden is not stupid. We love keep it simple.
There's another group that says kisses, keep it simple, stupid, but that's another topic.
That's a whole other show. That's
right.
Exactly right. Keep it simple. You don't need to go buy, I'm going to buy two of those. Kind of keep it to a few numbers, maybe three or four varieties of plants.
I have a question. What's the best way to know what's indigenous to this area? Like if you've moved here from somewhere else, you just bought a new house, you want to re-landscape, how do you find out what are the best things?
Find you a great nurseryman.
Okay.
There's some good ones. I look at Larry out of Pensacola Seed Garden, and not just Larry. He's got some great people working. That's what I was going to say, is that go walk through a nursery. You may not know the name of the plant, but you'll know what you like when you see it. And then work with them and say, okay, we're going to plant this plant. I love this juniper. but I'm planting in dense shade. Well, a good nursery guy is going to say, no, you don't want to do that. So you need to know which are the sun plants, which are perennials, which are annuals, which are the shade plants to fit into that plan that you did as you were meeting your New Year's resolution, doing that, all your drawings and such. So it's a good time of the year to plan what you're going to do next year. And you have to be have a little patience, because once you get your drawing, you're all excited, ready to landscape your yard. But a lot of times the nursery's inventory is not quite what it is as it gets into the spring.
Right.
So you may need to pay attention to that also. Okay, so our New Year's resolution was to plan our landscape. Now, this next one is a little long, is plant something new.
Oh.
Plant something new.
New for the new year.
New for, and it's not probably a plant that's new to Pensacola, but it may be new to you.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give you a couple of suggestions.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Let's come back to that in just a minute. We've got a little break to take right here. So hold that thought, and then we'll have the suggestions after the break. So don't go away.
I'm on hold. I'm on hold right here.
It's on Pensacola's Expert Panel with Mike Wiggins and The Garden Line. We'll be back in just a minute. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. That is the number to text for The Garden Line this morning with Mike Wiggins on Pep Talk. Okay, you were going through a list, Mike, right before the break.
Right. One of our New Year's resolutions is to plant something new. As I said, not necessarily new to Pensacola, but new to you.
Right.
Something you might just want to do a little different. I'm going to start off with encore azaleas.
Ooh.
Encore azaleas are great insofar as they bloom generally twice a year.
Okay.
They'll bloom in the spring, but they'll bloom in the fall also, which many azaleas will not do.
Oh, that's nice. So that's the name encore.
Encore, and hence the name.
Yes,
encore.
Yes,
yeah, coming
yes.
Coming back in the fall. There's also another one called, this is an old-fashioned one. It's, for many of our listeners, this will age me, called Macrantha. A Macrantha has a beautiful orangish bloom, and it, too, is an older variety that will bloom in the fall.
And also, is that an azalea also?
That's an azalea.
Okay.
It's a Macrantha. It's a dwarf azalea.
Okay.
It's a dwarf azalea. And the encore is kind of a semi-dwarf. It's not really low, but it'll grow up a couple of feet. But I planted a white one this spring. Bloomed beautifully. It was all over. And it did a great job this fall also.
It's nice to have a little bit different color.
Yes, yes. So color's the deal. So encore azalea. If you've never planted one, that might be what you want to do. Okay, if you haven't planted any ornamental grasses, you may want to consider that.
What do you mean by ornamental grasses?
Ornamental grasses are grasses that have blooms, plumes, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about planting around the airport.
Yes.
On the landscaping on Summit and on Langley also had beautiful muley grass, M-U-L-E-Y, purple blooms.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it was stopping traffic. Mm. Absolutely beautiful. Now, they will die back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, you'll cut them back, and then they'll come back strong in the spring. I don't believe you're going to have any cold weather damage from those ornamental grasses. And there are other ones, too, like pampas grass, which is an older variety you see all over town with the big white blooms coming
yes,
out.
Yes, I've seen that.
Those are really pretty. So muley grass is good. There's also one called purple fountain grass, which has kind of purple foliage, and it sends up a plume also. So that's one of the plants that you might want to consider as you meet this New Year's resolution. Daylilies, I put daylilies in there because a lot of us have them, but you might want to check out some of the varieties that you don't have. I always like to mention my favorite, which is called Stella del Oro.
Oh.
It's a dwarf yellow.
Huh.
It is just gorgeous. So if you have never planted daylilies, maybe pick up one or two of those and try that. Here's one, dwarf Nandina. Now, Nandina, I'm not saying this very accurately, really has two basic varieties, okay? One that grows tall and the dwarf. When we get back, we'll talk about the difference.
All right. You're listening to Pep Talk, The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on New Year's Eve. If you have a question or a comment, 850-437. Don't hesitate to text it in, 850-437-1620. And we will be back right after the news. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy New Year's Eve on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is The Garden Line on Tuesdays with Mike Wiggins. Got a question for Mike or something that you've been thinking about? 850-437-1620. He is here to answer your gardening questions.
And we always appreciate
your texts, love hearing from
your phone calls. I do realize it is New Year's Eve.
Yes, sir.
You may have some other things going on.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine. Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, we just appreciate all the calls and really do look forward to the new year when we can talk gardening.
All right, sir. What's on your list?
All right, here we go.
He came in so prepared this morning for New Year's.
I am so prepared. Kind of. Okay. No, we were talking about New Year's gardening resolution.
Yes, sir.
And the one we were talking about is plant something new.
Right.
Plant something new.
And I love that.
Okay. And here was one I kind of like because it's a plant you don't see that much, but it really is hardy and it has its own characteristics. And that is a dwarf nandina.
Right. Nandina. Okay.
Now, nandina, we all know nandina. They grow relatively tall.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go up 6 to 8 feet, kind of purple in color, have berries on them. They're all over town, all over town. But the dwarf variety is, well, just what it says.
Short.
It may go 2 feet, maybe 3 feet. That may be a little tall. But the thing about nandina, the reason I put that in there, is we all want color. I mean, color is the key when it comes to landscaping. But that purple foliage on there is just gorgeous. And, Mick, the colder it gets, the better looking that plant gets.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know why. It's just...
Firmer, or just
what it does.
Bigger or something?
The purple foliage just gets more vibrant, if you will.
Interesting.
From the cold. So if you have a landscaping, remember now, we'll go back to that plan
right.
that you promised you would do, because that was our first resolution, and you need a plant to put in the front of your bed. So you've got the larger plants, maybe it's a hedge behind it, and you need something small.
It's consider, almost like layering them.
Yeah, exactly. Very well. Very good.
For someone who doesn't know very much about gardening.
No. You're learning.
I am learning.
You got all of this. But the dwarf nandina is a good choice. You might want to try it. It's a fun plant. All right. Now, here's the next one, which is really kind of fun. And we've talked about this over the years. But this is, in my opinion, and somebody who's listening may say, Mike, you're dead wrong. It's a relatively new plant.
Okay.
For our area. Maybe in the last 4 to 5 years. It's called the leopard plant.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or the tractor plant.
Okay, wait. How do you go from being a leopard to a tractor? I'm not sure I'm understanding the connection there.
We're going to go there
okay,
right now.
Okay, let's go there.
Let's talk about, first of all, what it looks like.
Okay.
It's a medium-growing plant, and it looks like a huge dollar weed.
Oh.
Big as saucer, like a dinner plate.
Huh.
Dinner plate. Foliage on it. People call it the tractor plant because it looks like the seat on a tractor.
Oh, that makes sense.
therein lies the tractor plant name.
It's a little obscure, but okay, that makes sense.
A lot of my show is a little obscure. Okay, the leopard plant, it has, at this time of year, it has these beautiful yellow blossoms that come out of it.
Huh.
I have a good friend, Blue Sky Landscaping did the landscaping. It's over. We always call it the Apple Yard landscaping.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because it's so special. But it has tons of these leopard plants. And this time of year, it's a sea of yellow.
Huh.
And it's just absolutely gorgeous. So you may want to consider that just as I don't want to call it a novelty plant, but maybe plant a few in a bed.
Sounds different. Sounds colorful.
It is different. It is different. That's what this resolution is all about.
So does it have leopard spots?
No, it's green.
Green and yellow.
Green with the yellow blooms. Exactly.
I was just thinking somewhere I'm trying to figure out the leopard part. But
when you said it, I checked over here. I don't think so. No.
Oh, we got a text in real quick.
Oh, good.
This is, let's see, it says, The Nandina berries are poisonous to birds. Yaupon, Y-A-U-P-O-N, hollies are a good substitute.
I love the yaupon hollies.
Yaupon, okay, that's
yaupon.
Right. Yaupon.
And yaupon hollies can be larger, growing like almost tree-like. The yaupon that so many of us use is called a dwarf yaupon. Okay, and here's the name. It's kind of gross. It's Ilex, which means holly.
Okay.
Huge family of plants. Ilex vomitoria.
I'm sorry.
No. This is horticulture.
I'm having trouble with leopard spots. We're going to another place that I'm not sure I can go to.
This is horticulture, Mary. You can't laugh at it.
Yes, sir. I promise. I'm going to be a good student. Oh, no. Hush up.
I even hesitate to bring that up. But that's what the, that's what the name is.
Vomitorium, seriously?
Vomitorium.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, I have always wondered that myself. I figure...
I'm guessing it doesn't mean what it sounds like.
I assume you don't want to...
Correct.
Eat any of the foliage.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably true for most plants.
But anyway, it's an older plant. It's been around, I mean, for generations. But the yaupon is a great one. It also will have the berries. And I appreciate the comment about the Nandina berries and the birds. Now, that's really weird, though. I have a bird feeder on a pole, real high. I mean, I have every bird you can imagine. They load it up. But right kind of across the fence, not in my yard, but in somebody else's yard, is an Nandina. So maybe the birds have learned.
Right.
They're smart. Maybe they have learned that is not where we go. So
they may naturally know not to ingest that.
Exactly. But, you know, also, Meg, and this, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but talking about poisonous plants and the Christmas season, poinsettias are also poisonous.
I have heard that. I have heard that for dogs even.
That's exactly right.
That's what I've heard. Don't let your dogs chew on if you have puppies around the house.
Exactly. And oleander.
Oh.
I love oleander.
Me too.
Because, I mean, it grows at the beach. You know that.
Yeah.
It grows at the beach and the sand, and it will take any kind of weather. But you don't want to have little ones chewing on the limbs or the stems of...
No, that's good to know.
You don't want to do it.
That's good to know.
It is. Absolutely. Got to be really careful. So, in any event, that's... How did we get off on poison?
Well, we were talking that we had that because the woman, or a listener, I don't have the name, texted.
Oh, talked about the berries.
Yes,
about the berries. I appreciate that.
Yes,
and that is something to know. So if you really are a bird person, you may not want to do that.
Okay,
you may not want to plant that.
Very smart.
I think that's great.
Thank you for texting in, and if you'd like to, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. Now, a couple more of plants that you may want to plant something new. This is one that we've had on the show with Skip. If you haven't planted a Cinque, try that. Put it in a pot. I've got one in a pot. It has bloomed its heart out this time of year.
Huh.
Color, when you don't have color anywhere else.
What are the colors?
Oh, you name it. White, pink.
Oh.
Remember the ones out in front of the studio?
Yes.
Those are Cinques, and they...
Oh, okay, because they're beautiful. It's bright pink.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Bright pink. So, anyway, Cinques are a great plant to plant. I'll put roses in here also. We may want to talk later as we get maybe later in the month about roses.
Okay.
Because we're approaching the time when you cut back your roses. You know what that date is?
No, sir.
Valentine's Day.
No!
You're going to have to get out of the yard and cut back your roses, man.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Let me just share real quick. We were on the discussion of poisonous things. Steve on the Bay texted in, seeds on sega palms are poisonous to dogs.
I didn't know that.
So that's a really good tip.
That is a good tip because sega palms are used
everywhere.
In so many landscapes. Absolutely.
And sometimes those little pods fall into the ground.
No question about it.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, watch your yard.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Steve at Gulf Breeze has definitely made our...
He has made the hit list today. Thank you, Steve. Today. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. I put roses down there. And the reason I put roses, we all know about roses. It's not a new plant for most of us. But I'll have to tell you, my knockout roses are... I walked out in the backyard today before the show. Are just blooming up a storm.
Oh.
So if you have never planted a knockout rose... do so, they will bloom and bloom and bloom and are very much, insofar as comparing them to regular roses, low maintenance.
They okay.
Really are. They really are. They don't. They just don't have the problems that your peace rose, your tea rose, if you will, have. So plant a knockout rose. Knockout roses have totally changed the rose industry.
Hmm.
You used to get the big catalog.
Right.
And you would order these roses online. Jackson and Perkins, for example, had Rose of the Year, and everybody was kind of waiting to see what that was going to be. But a lot of those companies have had some challenges because knockout roses have taken over the industry.
Kind of put them out of business, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're talking all things gardening on the Garden Line on Pensacola's Expert Panel this morning. New Year's Eve, so we're making up some gardening New Year's resolutions. We'll be back after the break, and you'll hear a few more things that Mike's got on his list for you. Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, talking about New Year's resolutions and things to do.
Well, it wasn't on my list, but you and I, we're talking about food.
The important things.
Food.
What are we eating
tonight?
What
are we having tonight for New Year's Eve? Absolutely.
That's right.
I told him, I don't know if our listeners were listening to Andrew.
Right, I usually jump on right towards the end of his show.
I told Meg, just in honor of Andrew, I'm going to cook a big pot of spaghetti and meatballs. Because he said, no, you would never do that.
I would
New
not
Year's.
Have spaghetti on New Year's, no.
I would.
No, but I'm a person that has lobster on New Year's. What can I say?
Oh, lobster.
Oh, so good.
I ended up in Boston. I went up for a football game, a Boston College, mm-hmm. Florida State football game. Ended up in Boston. I think I ate lobster every
oh, yeah.
meal.
Oh, so good.
Every meal.
So good. Cape Cod. So,
oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
All right,
okay,
we digress. Back to gardening.
Here we are.
This is what happened off the air, y'all.
That's exactly right. Okay, this is serious.
Okay.
We need to be sure to make the resolution to embrace IPM, Integrated Pest Management.
Integrated Pest Management, okay.
Integrated Pest Management is kind of a overall philosophy of, these are my words, not the technical words for it, only spraying weed killers, insecticides, etc., where it's needed. Now, that sounds like it's a no-brainer, but a lot of the books you read will say, okay, I've got chinch bugs in the front yard,
mm-hmm.
Right by the street, so I'm going to spray my yard.
Spray everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because the belief of more is better, right?
Exactly.
And not necessarily so?
No. Oh, not necessarily so at all. And what you've got to do, and really make this a resolution that we all keep, read the label on everything you use. Because I tell you, the fine print on those labels will sometimes disqualify them for use in Pensacola.
Really?
Good example. There's some weed killers. You'll see them on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Weed killers. Kills all the weeds, your grass is fine. But you read down in the fine print, do not use on St. Augustine grass.
Uh-oh.
As it may damage it.
Uh-oh.
So don't. If it'll damage St. Augustine.
Everybody here has
if it'll
St.
damage
Augustine.
St. Augustine, it could damage centipede,
mm-hmm.
might damage zoysia, who knows. So I just don't use it. Just don't. So read that label. And I know they're long, but read the label. And also read the label insofar as safety for you
right.
is concerned. If it says, wear a long sleeve shirt,
mm-hmm.
long pants.
Mask, maybe.
Gloves, mask, exactly. Do it, because that stuff is toxic.
Right.
I mean, it'll work, and it's safe to use mm-hmm. as long as you do it right. And one thing that happened, well, it didn't really happen in 2024. I think maybe the year before, but one good example is Roundup.
Yes, a lot of controversy around that one.
A lot of controversy around Roundup. But Roundup, you can still go to the store and buy Roundup.
I see it for sale.
Exactly. But it's not the same.
Okay.
They took,
I was wondering about that.
The chemical in Roundup was glyphosate. And that's the one that was controversial.
Okay.
And like I always told people on the Garden Line, I said, you know, it's still allowed by the government, it's still on the shelf, but make your own decision on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any doubts, don't use it. But when you do use it, and not just that, any weed killer, any insecticide, do not do it like you're playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
Don't double up to catch up. If one teaspoonful will kill that dollar weed, two will do better. Three will even do better.
No.
But what you're going to do, you're going to kill your grass or kill the plants. It's just not the thing to do.
Is now the time to do that? This time of year to actually like take care of your pesticides and things like that? Is this a good time of year to do that?
Well, it's not a good time of the year to spray because there's really no reason.
Gotcha. That's what I'm asking.
The first thing we'll do will be the middle of February, which is, some people say it's early, but it's really not. Start spraying our pre-emergence weed control.
Okay.
To keep the weeds coming up in the spring.
So, that makes sense.
So that's coming. That's really the first thing that we will do. But what you just said, Meg, is so true. You need to check your insecticides.
Mm-hmm.
If fertilizer is a good example. You keep, you know, if you have a small yard, you say, well, I'll buy a bag of fertilizer. I'll use half of it this spring, half of it next spring. Well, in many cases, it'll turn to a rock.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
So the point is, just check your chemicals. Be sure they're all up to date.
Not a good shelf life sometimes.
Not a good shelf life, and in many cases, kind of start fresh.
Okay, very good.
That's what you need to do.
Okay.
Right.
All right. What else is on your list, sir?
Okay, here we go. Now, yes, this is what I was going to say. Plant some annuals. Now, everybody does that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not doing anything new there. But plant some annuals that are going to, once again, kind of follow the KISS rule. Plant some annuals that are going to stick with you. Some of the annuals, you're going to get a beautiful spring color, but as soon as we hit 90, 95 degrees, you know.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. So here's some that you might consider.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and we're going to give the list of annuals coming up right after the break on the Garden Line on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's right. Happy New Year. This is the Garden Line on Pep Talk with Mike Wiggins, giving us the list now of talking about annuals.
Right. We're going to resolve.
Got a couple minutes left, so we're going
to
get those out.
Resolve to put more color in our yard this year. Okay? We're going to put salvia. Fire is a great variety of that. Red, butterflies love it. Hummingbirds love it. Salvia. It's a great plant that will last you all summer. It loves the hot weather. It loves it. And it'll bloom all summer. Sun begonias.
Ooh.
Those are really, really pretty.
They sound pretty, just the name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they will bloom and give you color all summer. Vinca. Another name for vinca is periwinkle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Has a white blossom. Mm-hmm. The best one's a white blossom with a little red dot in the middle of it. And it, too, well, the hotter it gets, the warmer it gets, the more prolific it gets. It just will grow and grow and grow. If you have shade, of course, caladiums. We talked a little bit about caladiums on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
But caladiums are great. You plant the bulb. It'll come up probably in late April and May and last you all the way into Labor Day in a shady situation. They are a great bulb. And historically, we've always dug them up, dried them out, mm-hmm. and planted them again the next spring. But in the last couple of years, so many caladiums in people's yards have just come up on their own just because of the environment.
Interesting.
So I'm leaving mine in the ground. And
see what happens.
See what happens. Also, of course, impatiens.
They're one of my favorites still. I know they're
the
very
shade,
common, but I love impatiens.
But they bloom all summer.
They're beautiful.
That's
and so many different colors and shades.
Exactly. Okay, and here's one of my all-time favorites. This is a perennial. This is lantana.
Oh, I know what that is.
Lantana. And the best one is dwarf yellow.
Ooh.
And it's just, you can't kill it. Now, a freeze, this Arctic blast that they told us about, that somebody sent us a text about, the Arctic blast may knock it back. And you may just look like a root just sitting there at the end of the winter if we have some more cold weather. But it will come back every year. It is a true Pensacola perennial and one of the best.
Okay, we've got a couple texts that just came in.
Ooh, okay.
From our friend Catherine, and she says, wishing you both a fun and peaceful holiday. So right back at you, Catherine.
Real quick, Catherine, thank you for the article on seeding. We're going to talk about that in next show. But thank you for that. She sent us a little article out of the paper.
Nice.
Where you plant your own seeds.
Okay.
And there's some real advantages. Catherine, thank you, and Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much, Mike, for being here on The Garden Line. We appreciate you so much. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news on Pep Talk.